Welcome back to the I'm Doing Fine podcast. I'm Lexi. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm a junior at Grand Valley this year.
My name is Katie F. My pronouns are she, her, and I am a sophomore.
I'm Katie B, returning again for with you guys, using she, her pronouns, and I am a senior here at Grand Valley.
My name is Emma, and I use pronouns she, her, and I'm a senior this year.
Today is an especially spooky episode. With fall here and Halloween approaching quickly, we wanted to share our favorite fall or Halloween activities. So go first. My favorite part of fall and Halloween is definitely the costume. I love planning it and getting all the parts and then the pictures on Halloween. But I also love hiking in the fall colors and cider.
I know, I love looking at just the colors of fall are so pretty just to take pictures
They
in.
are.
Yeah.
They really
Especially
are.
seeing like all the professional pictures online of
Yeah,
just like the different
100%.
fall leaves and everything. But for me, oh, I do love that as much. I love going to like haunted houses, watching scary movies. I know that's like not typical for a lot of people, but I just love it. And I also love watching football games. Grand Valley's doing really good. They just
They
beat
are.
Ferris, which is really
Yes.
exciting.
Dogs down.
Yes.
Wake her up.
And I also have been recently into painting pumpkins. I love carving them. That's very traditional, but like there's something so fun about just like painting little ghosts on pumpkins. I don't know if you guys have seen that on TikTok or anything, but I love it.
I also love going to the cider mill, getting cider and donuts. Also, I like decorating a house or your apartment. So
Yes.
seeing like all those cool like cobwebs or a ghost or like a graveyard.
I really like going to apple orchards as well. I always try to pick out that perfect pumpkin, like the
Yes,
perfect brown,
definitely. Yeah.
no dents.
Like not dirty.
No,
Yes.
I take pride in the pumpkins I pick out. Anywho, I also really like this is like weird, but like fall scented candles.
Yes.
Like
Yeah.
the apple and the cinnamon. I love it. I love it so much.
I just love the smell of fall, honestly. It just, with all of that, it just reminds me of like pumpkin spice lattes. I know it's so basic, but I love
I
it.
got one today.
I love pumpkin spice
Me too.
lattes.
So good. But with all that, fall brings so much happiness and joy. There is a spookier side of fall that can come upon us with midterm school. It seems like every day, every life in October, it just can bring a bunch of stressors and it can become overwhelming. And it can be really stressful to deal with transitioning into college, as we talked about in the last podcast. And there seems to be this daunting stigma over mental health. So we thought this episode, we would talk to you guys and break some of these spooky stigmas of mental health and specifically of the University Counseling Center to try to not make it so scary to take care of your own mental health.
So I feel like I hear people say all the time, like, oh, well, doesn't the UCC limit your amount of sessions you can receive? And, it's not going to work if it limits how many sessions you can receive. And I just really want to talk about how that is a stigma. That is not the case, for everyone. So many students matched with short-term individual counseling feel better after just a few appointments, and group counseling can provide longer-term, more weekly support for those who need it. The counselors absolutely care about ensuring you receive the services you need, and they will connect you with people in the community, if that's the best fit for you. So.
Absolutely. And I think it's so cool that even this month and a couple weeks prior, they've been really focusing on like the myths of the UCC to help break the stigma. And one of the ones that I saw posted on the Counseling Center's Instagram was, you won't get therapy right away. And that's just simply not true. Now, the the Counseling Center does offer triage appointments where For whatever you need, you will be seen within that 48 hours. So you will be seen within the time frame that is reasonable for your best needs. So whatever it might be, struggling with classes, maybe you are struggling with roommates, transitioning into college, or whatever it might be, you will be seen within a proper amount of time that best suits your needs. And of course, we offer crisis appointments here at the Counseling Center if it is a more imminent risk. So you will be seen right away, and it is not as scary as it might seem to come to the counseling center and get the proper help that you might need, which I think is really important to see and understand.
Absolutely.
But there are many myths at the UCC, but one of the myths, I saw that only individual counseling will work for you. And the fact is that there are many ways to improve mental health, so such as like spending time with your loved ones, or also important now to take care of your mental health. Like, so self-care, like college is a very stressful time mm-hmm. in October, like whether it be midterms or stress about work or anything happening in your life. Like, it's important to like self-care, like maybe taking a break from your studies or going on a walk.
Yeah, I agree, especially like we tend to get so hyper-fixated on like, doing homework, going to work, and then going to sleep, if we even sleep at all, that it's so important to like do something for yourself, like Emma exactly. said.
Right. Another thing that I saw of the myths of the UCC is like your parents and professors will find out that you kind of sought out help for your mental health. That is just not true. Everything is completely confidential. None of your information gets sent to your parents or to your professors. It is basically you and your counselor, and you guys are kind of working together on whatever problem you're trying to solve. And the professors and your parents don't really find out unless there was a crisis and your counselor asks you to reach out to maybe your professor for like coming back to school, something like that. They will contact your professor, but not unless you say it's okay.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so now that we've talked about and learned and debunked some of the myths of the UCC, we have a very special surprise.
Yay!
We have a guest speaker, Jordan Gregory. She is a doctoral intern at the UCC and basically our boss. She is here to speak with us about like more myths about mental health and kind of what she does here at the UCC. So Jordan, did you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, thanks. Yeah, so this is my first time being a boss, so that's really cool. my pronouns are she, her. I'm in my fifth year of my graduate program, so basically what that means is I'm in my very last year of training. So I'm working here as a therapist and seeing clients here at the college university. I absolutely love it so far. I love working with college students. Previously, my graduate program was Xavier University, and that's in Cincinnati, Ohio. So this is a big change for me. I just moved here a few months ago. I really like Grand Rapids so far in the Allendale area. It's really nice. Originally, I'm from Kentucky, so I just keep inching up like one state at a time to see where I end up next year. It's great to be here with you guys.
We love having you.
Yes. But what's your favorite fall activity to do?
So yeah, recently I just discovered drinking cider and getting like apple cider donuts. That's like not a huge thing where I'm from. So that's my new favorite thing. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's like a tradition.
Yeah, it's a tradition.
We love it.
You have to go to like a Samuel in the fall.
I love it. I think it's so fun. And I'm trying, all my friends and family who visited have been totally hooked. They can't get the donuts where they are. So you guys definitely have.
That's so upsetting. So I know you work in the counseling center. What is your specialty in UCC?
Yeah, so I love working with anxiety. It might be weird to say, but I think everybody experiences anxiety, and if you're elevating to the level where it's like starting to negatively impact your life or it doesn't feel good to you, definitely stop in at the UCC. I've worked with people with OCD, panic, social anxiety, general anxiety, kind of the whole gamut. Yeah, and other people with other concerns as well, but that's what I would say my specialty is.
Wow,
Yeah.
yeah. So we talked about some myths that about the UCC, but what would you say is the overall biggest misconception about therapy in general?
Yeah, I think the biggest one I've heard is that talking won't help. And my experience overwhelmingly has been that a lot of people experience relief just by talking to somebody who's compassionate.
For sure.
Yeah. And
I've
so,
heard that as well. A lot of my friends are like, no, it's not gonna do anything. And I'm like, but it will.
and sometimes just having like an ear for someone to listen to that's like not like an outside ear, someone that well is truly listening to you just might help.
Yeah, absolutely.
So with that being said, how do you like manage, or like do you have any tips and tricks for like managing your mental health for like your day-to-day lives?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a big question, but it's kind of like
Yeah.
it's what people want to know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell the people what they want to hear.
I will.
One big thing is sense of belonging, which can be really hard, especially as a first year student on a college campus. It's really important to make those connections with the people in your life that matter to you, that make you feel good, that make you feel like you belong. So while you're building that, let's say you don't have that at GVSU yet. While you're building that, make sure you're connecting to the people maybe from your past who were able to give that to you, while you're anchoring here as well.
Yeah,
Yeah.
for sure. I really like that. Like finding, while you're finding yourself here, don't forget about who you were at home as well, because those people help develop who you were to get here. So I think that's
Right.
really important as well. And thank you so much, Jordan, for helping break some of those stereotypes about mental health and just for being here today. We really learned a lot and we love having you here working with us as peer educators. And now that we've kind of broken some of those stereotypes about mental health, I think it is a perfect time to talk about our mindful
Mindful
moments
moments.
of the week. Thanks to Lexi for coming up with that. So I am going to go first. For me, what I've been doing lately is it is extremely important to me. You've probably heard me talk about this a million times, but every day I need to wake up before I go to class, do homework. I have to exercise in the morning, especially at the rec center. Huge shout out to that.
Oh, yeah.
For at least 60 minutes a day, I need to move. Whether that's cardio, lifting, doing an ab workout, doesn't matter what it is. It just gets my mind off of whatever I'm doing. It's a great way to kind of just like start my day. And it's really important to me. If I don't work out in the morning or do something, even if it's just a walk, I feel like stressed for the rest of the day. So that's just kind of what I've been doing for my mindfulness for the week.
Yeah, I'm a little bit more lazy on that one. But one of me and my roommate's favorite shows is Grey's Anatomy. So recently we've honestly just been putting like our phones away. We make dinner for like all four of us, and we'll just watch Grey's together and just hang out
I
together. And
love it.
it's honestly
Yeah.
so therapeutic because we all love Grey's, and it's not just like that one person sitting out like what's happening and asking questions. Like we've all watched it like two to three
I
times.
love
Yeah, I
that.
love Grace.
Me too.
Yeah.
Like this character, and we love this character. Like
Yeah.
it just looks so fun to sit there with like everybody and
I
just
love
kind of.
Mark.
Oh, I
Oh,
love
yeah.
Mark. I love Mark.
Yeah.
Same.
And then just going back and rewatching the same episode over and over
Yes.
again.
It's like so comforting too, because like you know what's gonna happen. But yeah.
Yeah.
Similar to that, we, my roommates and I have like struggled because we always had homework and we would want to talk, but we needed to get our homework done, and so it was just like a hard environment for a little while. So we've made it a priority to really work hard to end our homework at a certain time so that we have the evening to unwind and do things we all enjoy and talk. And we watch Sex Ed together and we love that show. So just really making it a priority to
Yeah,
give
I love
ourselves that
that.
space. Yeah.
Oh.
To what Katie F said, I also love watching your favorite show. I've been going back and watching Teen Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And just not worrying about school or work or anything that happened in your life. I also like to go to yoga class, which is like very relaxing.
I love yoga.
I do too. I haven't done it in a long time. They made us do it for like soccer. They bring the yoga instructor in and like, and then everyone's like giggling.
One of my roommates has like this like soothing voice, and I kid you not, she could be a yoga
That's so
instructor.
fun.
Maybe
That's
she should
so
change
fun.
her major.
Never mind then. She's on the
It's so funny.
road. Wow. Mental health stigmas can be really scary, especially if they aren't addressed. So we hope that you can enjoy your October, knowing that the UCC is always here to support you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.